We have on the line Renuga from the Tamil Refugee Council to speak to us. How are you this morning, Renuga?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's good to hear from you. And you have sent out a message to tell people that this is the 16th year since Malavagal, the Tamil genocide. And I would like you first to tell my listeners a little bit about what this means.
So the Malavagal peak of the genocide occurred in 2009. We had more than 169,000 Tamils who were killed by the Sri Lankan state. So what is happening in Palestine is basically what happened to us in 2009. And if you look at certain articles and actually look at how the Sri Lankan state works with Israel, Israel actually copied the mechanisms that were used on Elam Tamils to Palestinians.
Because what they've done is all those thousands of non-combatants were told to go to a particular place and no fire zone, and then they were bombed en masse, right?
Yes, that's correct. So there were multiple zones that were called the no fire zones, and all the Elam Tamils went to those areas, and it was repeatedly bombed every day, every 45 minutes. Some were bombed, like the hospitals were bombed, schools were bombed, constantly, and phosphorus bombs were used, as well as cluster artillery shells. And there were various Red Cross workers who were killed as well. And the United Nations had left us in May as well, because the Sri Lankan state had warned the UN that they would not be safe. So it was, everyone knew what was happening, but we were just abandoned in 2009. And it wasn't, this wasn't a one instance of a genocide that occurred. We've been facing genocide since 1948, but 2009 was the highest peak where so many individuals were killed at once.
And you're saying that as well, it's a structural process, and this structure still exists now, even through the election of a left-wing government, or a supposedly left-wing government.
Yeah, so the government that is in power now, NPP, they are supposedly left-wing, but they do not support self-determination. And in 2009, the president that is elected now, Anura, he had stated in 2009 that war should happen on Elam Tamils and that they should be killed.
So, in fact, it's a continuation of the racist state.
That's correct, yeah. So the singular Buddhist ideology is just integrated within the constitution. So whoever is within power, they just follow that type of ideology. And they don't support any form of justice. So we see even the mothers of the enforced disappeared. They've been protesting for 3,000 days straight.
And there's some pretty scary numbers to how many people are actually disappeared. For people that don't know, just how many people remain unaccounted for?
So from 2009, it's almost... so actually, Sri Lanka holds the second highest number of enforced disappearances in the world. And no one talks about that at all. And this is from not even just from 2009. This is prior and this is after as well.
It's terrifying stuff, yeah.
Terrifying stuff. It's also the fact that it feeds into the Australian politic, doesn't it, where, of course, Tamils, refugees who have come to Australia, are now being told that some of them may just be forcibly returned.
Yes, that's correct. So the Australian government in 2009 actually worked alongside the Sri Lankan state and provided... training equipment, and 2 years ago, the Australian government had provided drones to use as surveillance on Elam Tamils, and we even see now that the Australian government continuously believes that the Sri Lankan state is, you know, moving towards reconciliation, but there's no reconciliation aspects at all within Sri Lanka, and I can even say this because only yesterday, an individual in the north and east was brutally attacked by Sri Lankan police, and the Sri Lankan police were actually trained by the Australian police. So you know, the Australian government consistently believes that Sri Lanka is safe, not just, you know, through word of mouth, but also we can see, like, you know, the DFAT reports that are being used against refugees states that Sri Lanka is safe now and there's reconciliation efforts, but this is all just lies.
Because it's a militarised zone, isn't it, the northeast? It hasn't been brought back into the mainstream of Sri Lankan society, has it?
The north and east is heavily militarised. So there is every one officer, one Sri Lankan military officer for every four ELIM families.
Oh, goodness me. That sounds really like how the fall of the Indonesian dictatorship. It got to a point where there were so many people watching each other that it couldn't hold it, couldn't afford the level of dictatorship, basically.
Yeah, that's correct. And we also see that the military bases are still in control. Schools are being militarized. So Sri Lankan army commanders come into primary schools and talk about their history, and they don't talk about our history at all. We're not allowed to. They're not allowed to even hold, like, memorial events because we get constantly attacked. So this is the situation that's happening in the north and east.
So the Tamil Council have got several demands, haven't they?
Yes, that's correct. So these demands are worldwide. So we demand that Tamil Eelam is given back to the rightful owners, so that's to Eelam Tamils, that Australia and other international states stop having relations with the Sri Lankan state, that refugees should not be deported back to danger, and that all the individuals that were held accountable for all the individuals in 2009 should be held accountable for the war crimes and genocide crimes that they have committed.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because pointing out the fact that the people who were instrumental in this carnage are now still considered to be respectable human beings is in the international scene is quite reminiscent of the ability for Netanyahu and his cohort to move around, isn't it? It must really quite be a frightening experience for Tamil refugees to be seeing this.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, the individuals that committed all those crimes are considered, you know, to be still, even now, provided with medals, provided with awards for what they have done. And they're considered like the protectors and saviors of Sri Lanka, but what they have done is just committed crimes. When we see Israel, you know, we see the same sort of pattern that is happening is that no one is being held accountable, and that's the failure of the international human rights system.
And more pointedly, also, these people enjoy full diplomatic cover from a second term Albanese government, which is quite comfortable to be buddy buddy with other war criminals in Indonesia, in Prabowo, and so has no problem supporting these war criminals in Sri Lanka.
Yeah, and that's correct. And actually, the Labour Party was in power in 2009, and not once did they ever stand with us in 2009, which is honestly upsetting. And even now, there are still politicians within the Labour Party who say that what we went through was a civil war, and that's not correct. What we went through was a genocide and is a genocide still now. And in 2009, it was actually the peak of the genocide. But what has happened is in 2009 and now, people are consistently whitewashing our crimes and saying that's a civil war, just so that they don't need to be held accountable for what they have done.
Now, despite this, the Tamil Refugee Council and your supporters are not stepping back. You've got a rally organised in Sydney on Sunday.
Yeah, so we have a rally organised at 12 p.m. on Gadigal land in Town Hall, and it will have eyewitnesses who were there in 2009 who will speak both in English and in Tamil. We'll have a human rights legal director, Alison Batterson. We'll have our Green Senator, David Shoebridge. We'll also have individuals from Socialist Alternative and Students for Palestine speaking as well.
Okay.
Beautiful. And I mean, I'd love to leave everyone with the end of your statement here is, we do not want symbolic gestures. We want justice. We want truth. And we want liberation. The struggle continues and victory to the Tamil people. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us, Renuga.
Thank you so much.